Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle, watch us. MileHighSports.com, you can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman on Monday. Chop Shop Casual Urban Eatery is having an end-of-lease auction featuring walk-in coolers, backyard or back bar refrigeration, rapid cook ovens, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. You just moved. Do you need a walk-in cooler?
I was thinking about a walk-in cooler would be pretty nice.
Actually, for the size of your new apartment, I think the walk-in cooler might be equal the size.
It might be.
Can hang some meat like in Goodfellas along with a few bodies.
There is no meat being hung in the Hurdle household.
Right.
Trust me. That is not being done.
Sarah was in charge of the Lufthansa heist, and there are a couple of bodies back there.
Well, no, not quite, but a walk-in cooler.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, that would actually be kind of nice. Yeah, you could do some damage with that.
I said to you and Alex before the start of the show, this is one of those shows where you can honestly say, we need 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah, you know, people might not be able to stand it. Too much of a good thing, right?
Yeah, we had the Broncos presser yesterday. Nuggets start the playoffs tomorrow. Dion went all Dion. And then you have the Avalanche, where the playoff schedule is set. Time now for The Lead.
The Lead is brought to you by Beyond Stem Cells. Grow young with us by going to beyondstemcellsdenver.com or call 1-833-720-STEM.
Avalanche beat the Oilers last night 5-1, close out the regular season. Nice game for Nathan MacKinnon, couple of assists, 140 points on the season. He's now the all-time scorer in franchise history. I think the big story coming out of this, Justus Annunen started. You and I had this conversation over Georgiev, but let's not get too carried away with the way he played last night. All due respect to him. Oilers sat their top players. 70% of their scoring was in the press box. In the meantime, the playoff schedule is out. Avs starts Sunday night at 5 p.m. in Winnipeg. Game 2 is Tuesday. Game 3, Friday at Ball Arena. Game 4, Sunday at the Ball. So looking at what we have to look forward to this week, let's set the table, even though today is Friday. Nuggets start the playoffs tomorrow. Avalanche start the playoffs on Sunday. Game 2 for the Nuggets on Monday. Game 2 for the Avalanche on Tuesday. Friday, we rest. Thursday, we have the NFL draft.
Yeah.
Also, we have the Nuggets playing Game 3. Friday, Ball Arena, Avalanche Game 3, and around we go.
Thank you for having an event on Thursday so that I'll be, you know, busting my ass.
And Saturday.
Trying to write this show.
And Saturday.
So I got to do the Friday show? No.
No, you don't have to do the Sunday show. We don't have one.
Yeah. Well, I'm waiting for that shoe to drop.
Right.
7 days a week.
What do you do if you're Bednar?
Well, I'll answer it with the question. How much did the needle move for you last night with the effort, energy, and focus that they played, considering who they were playing and how much was at stake?
There was nothing at stake.
There was nothing at stake.
But and he only faced 25 shots.
Right.
But the truth is, you're going to gain confidence when you play well. Period. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter who is out there. But now, who do you start in goal?
I think,
especially with the way Connor Hellebuyck played all season, just won the Jennings Trophy, for giving up the fewest goals in the league, 2.39. Gave up three or fewer goals, 50 of his 60 appearances, including a pair of 10-game streaks, with two or fewer goals this season. There is no margin for error for either goaltender. If the Jets score three, I'm not saying that this game that they'd be playing, whatever game it would be, is over. But considering they got outscored 17-4 by the Jets this season, you're not feeling good once that third tally goes on the scoreboard.
Well, let's just put it this way. The Avs know exactly what Winnipeg is going to do. Winnipeg is wisely won't alter anything that they do. And so there will be no surprises in this thing. You just got to go up and figure out a way to control the pace, get off. How important is a good start in the, I mean,
every game,
every game, but in particular, I felt like we had this conversation a lot about Seattle last year too, because they just could never, during the regular season, they could never get up early on Seattle. And Seattle just seemed like game after game just kind of squeezed them dry, you know, playing from atop.
Here are the differences between these two teams. The Avalanche, with the way their offense is set up and with the way their defense pushes into the offensive zone, they're like a machine gun. They can score that fast.
Yep, and do.
Okay.
Right.
The Winnipeg Jets, they are the team that puts a Ziploc bag over your face, ties it around your neck, and you suffocate to death.
Right. And you have on one hand a team that led the league in scoring, literally the number of goals scored, against a team that is just absolutely set on keeping you from scoring. They know who they are. They don't ever deviate from who they are based on what I've been able to see. And they dominated the Avs in the games that they played this year with that style. They're not going to change anything about the way that they play. Their attitude is come into our barn and beat us.
It's the immovable force against the immovable object.
But I think when
it's your classic offense, great offense versus great defense. We see it all the time in sports. We see it in plenty of football games. We see it in plenty of basketball games. Which is going to win out? Generally speaking, if you had to look at the total history, the dominant defense wins out. A historic defense in football will win out.
Right.
I mean, the best example I can give, and everybody around here knows it, is 2013. That Broncos offense was unstoppable. Until they went up against the Seattle Seahawks.
So they were stopped.
Who kicked him in the groin.
Exactly. I think Winnipeg is the clear favorite in this series.
Clear favorite?
I really do.
Wow.
I mean,
it's hard to argue.
I'd listen to an argument. I want to feel like, I will say this, you got to get one of the first two, I think. I mean, I think that would change the tenor of the psychology in this series by going and getting one of the two up in Winnipeg.
With Winnipeg, with the way they play defense and with the way Hellebuyck plays, you're not going to get a lot of great opportunities.
No.
You're not going to have a lot of open ice. So you have to take advantage of those opportunities, period. They're not going to give you much. They're not going to give you a lot of space. So when you have those opportunities, if you keep hearing cling, cling, cling,
yeah,
off the crossbar, off the post, whatever it is, that is a huge missed opportunity.
See,
where you play other teams where it's a little bit more wide open, oh, we're probably going to get a few more chances. You get a clank, 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 and you don't know if you're going to get those chances again.
So who does he start, Georgie or Anonin?
I'm glad I'm not making that decision.
Me either.
But if I was making a start, I would start Anonin.
think I probably would too. I really would. At the risk.
You know what?
Mentally of where Georgie might or might not be right now. And I don't know the psychology of it. But here would be the tipping point for me. I think this team is more confident in Anunoby.
You would think so because he plays better behind them.
Right. I just think that they are, I just think collectively, if you polled the room, I think Anunoby would be the guy that the most players would want to go with.
If I was Bednar, I would get McKinnon, McCarr, and Landeskog in the room and say, I've not made a decision yet. I'm asking your opinion. It's going to be my final decision, but I would like some input.
How you rolling?
You would talk to Sakic, obviously. With all due respect to McFarland, I know he's the GM, but Sakic played.
Sure.
And I am sure Sakic and Bednar are having those conversations.
Have to be, right?
If I had to give a piece of advice to Jared Bednar, I would go off the board for 200, Alex, and say to Georgiev, when you are out there on Sunday, I know you are going to see a white jersey with like powder blue and a little bit of burgundy in those colors. Just picture blue shirts, red, white, and blue.
Yeah.
And in your own mind, pretend it's the Rangers out there.
Yeah, that's the difference. If you could wave your wand,
yeah,
that would be the elixir, man.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, when you see the defense playing for Winnipeg, just think it's Adam Fox out there.
Yeah. It's amazing how not good, how freaking great.
Yeah.
He's been against the Rangers, his former team, of course.
Right. When you look across the ice, you are not looking at Hellebuyck.
Right.
You are looking at Shesterkin. Just put yourself in that mindset. Coming up after the break, the Broncos met the media yesterday, specifically Peyton and Peyton. And all the questions seem to be the same, focusing on one particular position group. Left guard. That's next.
From the pack, elephants and acrobats, lions, snakes, monkey. Billy speaks righteous, Sister Cena says funky. How bizarre. How bizarre. How bizarre.
Ooh, baby. Ooh, baby.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants. They all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You'll say, got nothing in common, no common ground to start from, and we're falling apart. You'll say the world has come between us, our lives have come between us, still I know you just don't care.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman and Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman on Monday. Chop Shop Casual Urban Eateries having an end-of-lease auction featuring walk-in coolers, back bar refrigeration, rapid cook ovens, and more. The auction is open right now at rollerauction.com, and you can learn about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. In the meantime, weather's not going to be great tomorrow, but you can still head on up to Silterhar Mazda in Broomfield and go for a test drive. When it comes to a Mazda, they check every box really for what you want in a car or an SUV. You want affordability, reliability, fuel economy, check, check, check. You want luxury, durability, check, check. You got what you want, go up this weekend. for a test drive in Broomfield. Plus, you're going to get 0.9% financing on many of their models that are loaded with inventory. Check them out at sthmazda.com. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Paramount Siding and Windows. Paramount Siding and Windows, it's quality in everything they do. Find them at ParamountSidingandWindows.com.
Sean and George met the media yesterday for their pre-draft press conference. Not surprisingly, a majority of the questions about the quarterback position. Sean addressed it like this. Look, do we have to draft a quarterback? Man, you'd say it sure looks like we have to draft a quarterback. And yet, it's got to be the right fit, the right one. George added, you don't want to force it, but if it's the player that you think can change the landscape, then you do what you have to do. If they believe they have a guy that can change the landscape, do you believe they will do what they have to do to get that guy?
I think they'll try to do it.
I think they will do everything that they can.
I think they will try to do it. I did think that Sean did a pretty good job laying out you're dealing with, and we know this, of course. It depends on, there's a lot of mechanisms around you. You don't do this in a vacuum. It's not like, okay, here's our guy, and we just got to figure out what the compensation is. You've got to figure out what the teams around you are want to do, what they're willing to do, how important it is for the Vikings or the Raiders to move forward. Who's going to be available? Who's not going to be available? Which guy's going to fall? There's so much fluidity in all of this that you can't just operate in a vacuum and say, okay, we're going to move up to the third or the fourth pick, because we just don't know what everyone's going to do around. I think we know what the number one pick is going to be. But now, I think
the Commanders will take a quarterback.
And I do too. Yep. But even that has been, like I said, it's the lying season. And we are at the peak of the lying season in the NFL. That week before the draft where smoke, mirrors, subterfuge, misleading statements, trial balloons, all of these things are being employed, trying to kind of, you know, get people off sense.
With that, you know that if they love a guy, they're going to try and move up.
Yeah.
I think we can agree on that.
If they love a guy, yeah.
And with that, yeah, we know the risk involved. You're giving up a ton. And oh, by the way, I put this out on Twitter, and I'm glad some people agreed with me. When people say they have to give up 3 first-round picks, no, the math doesn't add up. You're not giving up 3 first-round picks at all. You're giving up 2 first-round picks. You're swapping first-round picks this year. You still get your first-round pick this year.
Right.
You're not giving anything up.
Yeah.
You're just moving up to your advantage. You're giving up 2 first-round picks. Yeah. You're not giving up 3. It's simple math.
Yeah, the problem and the challenge is, what are those first-round picks look like?
Well,
the future picks.
And they addressed that yesterday.
Yeah, they did. Sean did.
And it was a really astute point. Where are you going to be next year?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going to be the following season?
Yeah.
When the Chiefs traded up to get Mahomes, Chiefs were a really good team. And the team that made that deal, they got a pick in the 20s.
Yep.
For the Broncos, it's probably going to be a top 10 pick again.
Probably. Right?
Or not again, because they don't have a top 10 pick this year. But it more than likely, if they get their guy, it will be a top 10 pick next year. Look at what just happened to the Carolina Panthers.
No, you're right.
The Carolina Panthers made a trade, and they were so bad, the Bears got the top pick in the draft.
Boy, how much do you think they're kicking themselves in Charlotte? I mean, seriously.
Tepper is probably out on the streets,
yes,
throwing things at fans.
He's probably got a tin cup.
Yeah.
Collecting money.
With that, knowing what it's going to take to move up in the draft, knowing that it's a crapshoot on trying to evaluate any player in the draft, but specifically quarterback, because processor is so important for a quarterback, is there a part of you that hopes that if they really love a guy, that guy is off the board, so they're not tempted to make the move?
Ah, That's an interesting question.
I thought of it myself.
Hmm.
I'll start with you, Alex. How about you? What do you do you hope if they really love a guy that he's off the board so it's not even an option?
Yeah. Yeah, I would hope for that.
I think if they really love a guy.
But as you beat me over the head like whack-a-mole yesterday, there's no guarantee. Which I agree.
Yeah, there is no guarantee.
And oh, by the way, I've said it for the record. I think Jaden Daniels is going to be a better quarterback than the kid coming out of USC.
Caleb Williams, right?
I think Caleb Williams has a world of talent.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very concerned about what's going on with this kid from the neck up.
Okay, fair enough. No.
No what?
I mean, yes, I would probably vote for taking away the temptation.
Right.
I think I probably would.
Right.
That's where I am right now. And I think it's where I've been pretty much all along. I think we've kind of been there collectively, haven't we?
In some ways.
Yeah. I get and I understand. I understand the whole thought of this is our guy, damn it, and we got to go get him. Damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead. It doesn't matter the ramifications. Screw it. We're going to get our guy. I understand that. I also understand the challenges of where this football team is relative to the roster. I got a relative in there. That should be a Sean Payton ding. Anytime I get a relative, too.
Why?
Because Sean loves that relative. Thank you.
Well, there are certain words that you and I both love. Yours is hellacious.
I know. I love that word. It's a good word. Yeah. It is a good word. There are other words I like, too, that you can't say all the time on radio.
No, that's number one, the bell cow winner.
Okay.
It's hellacious.
Yeah. So, I think that I fall back more into there's going to be a hellacious player.
Well done.
At number 12, someone that can be transitional for this roster, someone that you can plug and play. I do believe that there is that kind of player
in this
draft.
Let's go there for a second.
All right.
Okay. Let's say the Broncos believe in Bo Nix. Okay?
Okay.
They like this guy a lot. We know that it would be very helpful to have more picks looking at this roster.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know that they do mock drafts. With that, you really like Bo Nix, but he could very easily slip to the second round.
Mm-hmm.
With that, do you take him at 12 or trade back, hoping to get him, counting on your mock draft that you'll be able to get him, knowing there is no certainty, 100% certainty that you'll get him?
Yes, you move back, and here's why. Because of a question that you asked yesterday and the answer to it. This is a good quarterback class with 7 or 8 quarterbacks that we think are going to play in the league.
Yeah, but that phrase worries me, and I'll tell you
why. I understand.
Yeah, you know what? Trevor Siemian is playing too in this league.
Well, I don't think it would be a 7th round pick.
My point is, yes, there are 7 to 8 quarterbacks mm-hmm. that we like, was mm-hmm. his quote. And we think could play in the league one day. It doesn't mean you're not talking about some guys who are going to be career backups.
But we've changed the verbiage. The verbiage is a guy that you would go to hell and back for at the top.
There aren't 7 or 8 guys
there
like that.
There aren't.
I wouldn't even.
So give me your sense of your like for Bo Nix. Like where is the like compared to the will move up for anybody?
I'll put it to you this way. If you really like a player, you take him. You do not roll the dice at all, specifically at that position. If you really like him, you take him. And if you don't get a second round pick out of it, that's fine. You take him. You do not risk at the quarterback position hoping something can happen. Because what if it doesn't work out?
You are right. But
then what you have is extra picks, which is fine. But now you're going into the season with Stidham, and then, using George's words, 7 to 8 quarterbacks that we like, that we think can play in the league. And then in the third or fourth round, you're taking a guy who's probably a project. You're not totally sure. And then you know what you're doing? You're wasting a pick.
I think Bo Nix and Spencer Rattler are two guys you need to pay attention to.
Either way, I'm not going to debate that. I am not a talent evaluator.
Neither am I.
Right. But a lot of people think that they are.
Yeah. Well, I'm not.
I mean, I've heard the argument, well, Michael Penix beat Bo Nix head-to-head, so clearly Michael Penix is better. I mean, that's
like beat him in coverage?
That's because
I don't think that they play. I mean, right. You know.
But that's some of the deep analysis I have heard from people, which is ridiculous. My point is, yes, you might like Spencer Rattler, and he might have some talent. But in your heart, do you really think he's going to be the quarterback moving forward?
Right. And the answer is...
And if the answer is no, and you need to draft a quarterback, don't waste the pick.
I think the answer is we really don't know, but would we use a third round pick, which I think we have two on a flyer for one of those quarterbacks?
Let's be more specific about this. Let's say they like Nix a lot, but they're going to roll the dice with their mock drafts, trade back. Now Nix is off the board.
Right, because he's not available at 22.
Whatever it is. Every quarterback after Nix has talent.
But questions.
Well, I'm going to give you the biggest question. You're not sure about anybody's process or moving forward.
Right.
But they're talented. Are you going to take that guy? No, you shouldn't, because that's not what Peyton's looking for.
Right.
But you're going to take a quarterback just to take one? Then it's a wasted pick. And it's a wasted pick.
Isn't Thursday going to be fascinating?
Yes, it is. I'll be doing an event at Firefly Autism at the Sewell Ballroom. It's going to be about 600 people in a room.
Which is
awesome.
I'll be
the MC and benefit auctioneer, and I'll be missing everything.
Well, you can text me.
Well, actually, that's not true, because the game on Thursday starts at 8 o'clock at night. I'll probably be leaving at about 9:30, so I'll be able to catch some of the third quarter in the car, and then I might get home for the final 5 minutes.
What show am I doing? Am I doing the show for Friday?
Are you putting together the show for next Friday? Yes.
Okay, so
with everything on your plate.
You know something, but that will be an easy show to put together, because there will be so much stuff
right
going on.
That's what I'm going to...
It's all good.
I'm going to get an email from you. Eric, there's really no reason to put together a show.
We'll just,
it's all out there.
We'll wing it. We'll wing it.
We'll totally.
Well, we could fly do today's show. We could do today's show without any notes.
Coming up after the break, it's been 500 days since the Lakers have beaten the Nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
What does Michael Malone think about this matchup? What does LeBron James think about this matchup? We'll let you know what they said next.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Monday, Chop Shop Casual Urban Eatery. having an end-of-lease auction featuring walk-in coolers, back bar refrigeration, rapid cook ovens, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending? Presented by Silterhar Mazda. Get to Silterhar in Broomfield for a no-pressure buying experience at Silterhar Mazda or find them at sthmazda.com.
It's been nearly 500 days since the Lakers have beaten the Nuggets as we get set for game one of the playoffs tomorrow night at Ball Arena. Now, that's a little deceiving. It's not like they've played 500 times.
Right.
But it's been a long time. This is what Michael Malone said about the series. We swept them last year. We swept them this year. They're coming in playing really well and hungry. They want to flip the script. Our players understand that. You said earlier in the show, that's a really good question about something that we talked about. This is the best question of the show. And we're going to go sports talk radio here. And I know you hate when I do this to you. You cannot go 50-50. It needs to be at least 51-49. It can be 50.1 and it can be 49.9, but you got to pick a side. Do the Nuggets have more confidence going into this game, or do the Lakers have more motivation?
Lakers motivation.
I agree. Totally agree.
Yeah.
And I think it's more than 51-49, and I think the Nuggets have a lot of confidence going into this
series. I do, too. I think they've got a lot of confidence. Vegas has got a lot of confidence.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez. I mean, like, surprisingly. So
I'm wondering.
Nuggets are 140 plus 140.
What do you think when you look at whoever Oklahoma City plays? Do you think that Oklahoma City will be a bigger favorite, whoever they play, over the Nuggets?
No, the Nuggets are the biggest first round. I think there's one in the East.
Yeah, but we don't know.
We don't know right.
Who Oklahoma City's playing yet.
Yeah, we don't know that yet.
Because there will be a big difference if it is Sacramento.
Yeah.
Or.
What do you got, Alex?
Well, I would think Boston would be the biggest.
Yes,
they'll
be the biggest favorite. But the Nuggets, I think, are the biggest favorite in the West.
Yes, they are 3-1 to win the championship right now.
Right. So, it's.
To win the championship?
Yeah, plus 300.
Wait, to win the title?
To win the whole thing.
NBA
championship.
What's Boston?
Plus 145.
Okay, so that makes I'm okay with that.
Wow, with how strong the West is?
Uh-huh.
That's crazy.
Yeah, the Clippers are next at 12-1 after the Nuggets.
So. What's the next highest number in the East? Best number in the East?
16-1, that's the Bucks.
See, I mean, it's Boston or bust.
Right. So with that, this is what LeBron said about the series. We have to play mistake-free basketball. Make it tough on them. They're going to make it tough on us, obviously. But if we can play as great of a game as we can play, and they're going to play as great as they can play, it's going to come down to one or two possessions. We'll see who executes better. If both teams are at the top of their game, do you really think it's going to come down to one or two possessions?
No, I think that the Nuggets are clearly the better team in that scenario.
Yeah.
Having said that, they have played very competitive games this year. Everyone looks at wins and losses, and I get it. I totally get it. Nuggets have made plays down the stretch.
You want me to give you some stats to back that up?
Go, my friend.
Okay, I think I will. Two of this year's three games and three of four games last season in the playoffs have gone to what is referred to as clutch time.
Mm-hmm.
That is, score within 5 points inside the last 5 minutes. During those situations, last season in the playoffs, the Nuggets outscored the Lakers 28-13. And this season, the Nuggets outscored them 27-10. So in clutch time, the Nuggets have been considerably better.
Yep.
Even though this season, the Lakers have been one of the top, if not the best team in clutch time.
Right.
Of all NBA teams.
Yeah, this is a really interesting series of...
That's why...
For closeness.
That's why the Lakers are the greatest team in NBA history.
You're going to
get swept.
You're going to do it.
Well, it was one of the dumbest comments I've heard.
It was.
That's because Brian Windhorst, when he covers LeBron James, he does it from his knees. and then wipes his mouth.
Made his career following him around Cleveland.
That's my point.
Yep.
Right. He started with LeBron James. So he has great loyalty towards LeBron James, and he will do anything he can to be nice to LeBron James and support him.
How do you follow that?
But that he supports him?
Yes.
He does support him.
That was one of the most asinine statements I've ever heard, maybe in the history
of my broadcasting
career.
What I just said?
Give you time.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of sophomore. Right.
But no, Windhorst.
Yeah.
I mean, that is the most absurd thing that you could ever conjure.
It's because I don't mean this.
Well, don't
double down.
Please don't double down on the imagery.
No, I'm not. Actually, I'm really not trying to.
Please.
But this is a fair statement.
Just don't.
I know he is in bed with LeBron James the rest of his career. Yeah. He is. Brian Windhorst is on ESPN because he covered LeBron James from the beginning, and he was the LeBron James guy. His career is what it is because he covered LeBron James from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm about to say is, and I don't think it's an unfair statement, because this particular reporter is one of the best in all of sports. Pick a sport, he's one of the best. But if we're being completely honest here, and you know this as well as I do, if Adam Schefter doesn't have the relationship that he did with Mike Shanahan, I would not bet my life on it that he's sitting at ESPN right now.
I would agree with that. Right.
He was Mike's guy.
Yes.
He helped launch Adam's, and Adam took advantage of that. Good for him.
Why?
And he's unbelievable at what he does.
Yes. Probably the most connected.
Right.
Guy in the national media across any sport.
And when you get the stamp of approval from Mike Shanahan, mm-hmm. that goes a very long way. Good for him.
Who the hell doesn't answer the phone when he calls?
Everybody answers the
phone. You're damn right they do. Mm-hmm.
What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
We'll talk a little more about Nathan McKinnon's historic season and why are the Rockies under investigation by the FAA. That's next on Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle on Mile High Sports.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looking out a dirty old window, down below the cars in the city go rushing by. I sit here alone and I wonder why.
Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, mileisports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman on Monday. Chop Shop, Casual Urban Eateries, having an end-of-lease auction featuring walk-in coolers, back bar refrigeration, rapid cook ovens, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for the final word.
The final word. Presented by Greenfields Pool and Sports Bar in Lakewood. Greenfields has everything under one roof, including the best happy hour in town. 2-for-1 wine, well, and drafts from 3 until 7 p.m. Just in case you missed it. Presented by Mountain High Appliance, Colorado's favorite appliance store for 25 years in Louisville, Colorado Springs, and now open in their new store in Littleton. Go to mountainhighappliance.com.
Alrighty, guys, just in case you missed it, as you mentioned at the top of the show, Nathan MacKinnon broke the franchise record for most points in a season with 140, breaking Peter Stastny's record of 139, a mark that stood for 42 years. MacKinnon also played in all 82 games this year. He commented on setting the single-season record for points in a season, saying, "It's a team accomplishment, a team award." Was MacKinnon's regular season the best by any player in Avs history?
Yeah.
Well, I think so. Yeah. I mean, based at least on the time that I've been here. I mean, obviously, I didn't get to see the very fruitful years of Joe Sakic. But, you know, the numbers speak for themselves and the titles speak for themselves with Joe. But, yeah, when you talk about 140 points, it's only happened 7 times in NHL history to have two guys with 140 points in a similar season.
Right.
Kucherov and MacKinnon both did it this year. So, good stuff. Nathan MacKinnon is one of my favorites because not only does he say the right things, he believes the right things. And the dude's work ethic is so far beyond reproach that you just tip your hat to the guy. Thankful to be covering him, I'll tell you that.
All right, just in case you missed it, the FAA launched an investigation of an unauthorized person in the flight deck during a United charter flight for the Rockies last week, coming back from Toronto.
Was it a pitcher?
We'll get to it here.
Okay.
It wasn't a pitcher. A video circulating online shows hitting coach Hensley Bam Bam Eulens in the cockpit. A passenger flying a charter plane at cruise altitude is a blatant violation of the company's policy and FAA regulations. I mean, the Rockies can't seem to do anything right, can they?
So what happened?
My jaw is just dropped. I didn't know about this. So
what happened? He was in the cockpit?
He was flying the plane.
Flying
United
the
charter,
plane?
And they caught him on video. That's how they knew.
Is he a pilot?
No, he's unauthorized.
He's a hitting coach.
And he's the hitting coach of the team. And he's taken the pilot's place on a charter plane.
Now, wait a minute.
What?
Did the pilots come and be the hitting coaches for a while for the Rockies?
What happened to the pilots?
Maybe this could work out.
This is total news to me.
I've not known this,
but I just don't even know what to say.
What happened to the pilots?
It does not say what happened. Where they were.
Were they pouring drinks?
Well, better than having drinks.
They weren't in the cockpit, though. I know that.
For the love of God, I don't even know what to say.
So what's going to happen to him?
We'll see. We'll see what United does here. They're investigating right now, and it seems pretty serious.
Are there federal lines that are crossed on that?
I would think so.
FAA regulations.
Yeah, I mean, that is just like, what in the hell are you doing? My God. Okay. I need a moment.
And if they didn't take a video of Bam Bam Mullins flying the plane, I don't think anything would have happened. The fact that they videoed him and it got out there is why, you know, this is an investigation. So they did it to themselves.
Stupid as stupid does, Jenny. Wow.
That is wow. Okay. Well,
let's move right along.
All right. Moving along.
In the meantime, they open a series with the Seattle Mariners tonight.
I mean,
great weather this weekend.
Yeah, it'll be good for the first 2 days, right?
I mean, it's like the Rockies being on the road to the regular season. They've already driven this season into the ditch, but now we're taking it into the unfriendly skies of United.
I mean, like, how much further can it go? They're, what are they, 4-13, 4-4, what are they,
15.
4-15 right now. yet it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
He'll probably get promoted.
It's pretty rare when you can shut up the two hosts.
Yeah.
Nice job, Alex.
All right, NBA attendance rose this year by 1.4%. The league set records for sellouts with 872. They had an average attendance of 18,322 and drew 22,536,000 fans, the most ever in an NBA season. And then the NHL also set single season attendance records with 22.5 million fans. What would you say is the biggest reason for these record-breaking attendance numbers in the NBA and NHL?
I think the star quality is extremely high right now, actually in both sports, particularly the NBA. I think both leagues have very solid television deals right now, so the ability to get to the NBA and the NHL may be at its best point ever. Those are things that and you've got some really exciting teams and rivalries and things that are going on that make both of these sports very compelling.
That was Mountain High Appliance. Just in case you missed it, they have a price match guarantee. They have great financing options. If you want to redesign your entire kitchen, they have an entire staff that can help you out. They have a clearance center in Denver, and you know, you can get extra low prices there. I mean, they have everything going on. If you're going to buy an appliance, do not go to a big box store. You're not going to get the same quality. You are not going to get the same customer service. There's a reason why Mountain High Appliance has been the best in town for well over a decade. Mountain High Appliance, you can find them in Louisville, Littleton. You can also find their clearance center in Denver. We'd be remiss if we did not talk about what's going on at CU, starting with Deion Sanders' press conference yesterday, which was entertaining, to say the least.
Isn't it usually?
And speaking of entertaining, with the way Deion's sons are now doing some recruiting. That's next. Like you imagine when you were young. Can we climb this mountain? I don't know. Higher now than ever before.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.